coming to you from the HagmanReport.com studio. Located in the Keystone State, birthplace of a mighty nation, it's your host, Doug Hagman.
This is the Hagman Report for today. I want to start off with a couple of quotes before I get even into things. I have a good show lined up for you, by the way, information packed. A couple of quotes here. Voltaire, those who can make you believe absurdities can make you commit atrocities. And that's from Voltaire back in 1765. And that's what we're seeing today. Kind of setting the stage for what we're seeing today. And it's interesting, too, paraphrasing Bonhoeffer, the emergence of mass stupidity parallels the societal acceptance of immorality. Now, think about that. Think about that. Because that, to me, is really key. And in the end, we will remember not the words of our enemies, but the silence of our friends. That applies today as well. And one more. This is not a quote, but this is a summation. You know, we've got cultural Marxists and communists in this country, and really all across North America, all across the Western world, infiltrated into governments, complements of really two generations of being asleep at the wheel. These fascists, these communists, and yes, there's a Venn diagram-ish overlapping there. They want to destroy the West, yet enjoy its bounty and fruits after they've completely destroyed it. And that's what we're seeing today. That's what we're seeing from more recently, the stuff happening in Canada. And less recent than that, of course, the installation of Mr. Potato Head in the Mr. Potato Head and Heels Up Harris in the White House. But on a lighter or a more favorable note, Kahlil Gibran, out of suffering, out of suffering have emerged the strongest souls. The most massive characters are seared with sears, or with scars. I'm sorry. Can't even read my own writing. I guess that's what happens when you
seared with sears.
Seared with sears. Yeah. Okay. Well, you know what? Out of respect for him, let me say that again. And again, you know, when you're writing at 4 or 3, 4 in the morning, it's a little difficult to, whatever.
Do you write your own prescriptions too?
I should. Do we have any Ritalin? Apparently I need Ritalin or something like that. I'm not sure what, but whatever they give you to speed things up. But
give me the good stuff.
Yeah, give me the happy pills. Okay. Does that stuff make you happy? I don't know. Anyway, I don't do that. All right, so out of suffering have emerged the strongest souls. The most massive characters are seared with scars. There we go. I did that better now, right, didn't I? All right. There's that.
You should get an award for that reading.
I made it through. Now, you know what? The comments on the videos, they'll take me to task for it. That's all right. Go ahead and play it at 1.75 speed or 2. Go ahead. See, here's the thing about comments, and I just want to make this clear. I've got a specific, very low delivery. And I, you know what? That's kind of taught to me, because when you testify in court, the judge will admonish you to slow down, because the transcriptionist has to keep up with you, and so you just have a tendency to adopt that cadence of what would you call it? Just
a slug.
There you go. Don't say it anyway, but that's that. So I want you to think about something else too while I'm at this. Remember the IRS hired some 87 1,000 new IRS agents, making a total of 170,000 in total. Why do I mention that? What do we see happening with our monetary system? We know that our monetary system is frail and it's about to explode, implode, whatever you want to call it. And I see so many people rushing for this cryptocurrency. Now, let me ask a question to the audience out there. Look, I don't have cryptocurrency. I don't. Because I don't understand it. How's that? But let me ask a question. What happens to cryptocurrency if the government pulls the plug? And isn't cryptocurrency, isn't that just a way, I realize it's decentralized, Bitcoin and others, but isn't that a way where the government could surveil your purchases? Well, no, it's all decentralized. It's all encrypted. You don't think that they've got that capability? I would think that they do. And what happens when the power is pulled, the plug is pulled? Does that just go away? So hence, you know, my statement is, if you can't hold it, you don't own it. If you're not holding it, you don't own it. And that goes for everything. I mean, money in the bank, yeah, I'm just saying. All right. So there's a couple of issues here. Randy Taylor is on with me now. And, you know, I've got to tell you, the Canadian stuff is big. The financial stuff that's happening worldwide is big. The Ukraine-Russia situation, the Russians reportedly advanced away from the border, not into Ukraine, but away from Ukraine. And Maria Bartiromo asked the question, hey, is the hysteria over Ukraine a ruse to distract from what Hillary Clinton did? And you might say, what did Hillary Clinton do now? Very briefly, but we're going to be getting into this in detail again with Randy Taylor, who's on with me. What did Hillary Clinton do? Well, what Hillary Clinton did was spied on the Trump campaign and spied on President Trump while he was in the White House and all of the electronic communications going out of the White House. Now, you might say, well, no, she didn't, because I didn't hear that on the news. Oh, you didn't hear it on the news. Well, you're going to hear it on this news. So the question is, we know that China present a threat to the United States and the threat to the West. Well, Russia, not as bad as China, but you get the idea, right? We know biblically, at least it's my understanding biblically, that the West will be attacked by Russia and China. And okay, if the Bible says it, I believe it. But are we looking at something different right now? That's the question thinking people want to know. And that's a very good question to ask, whether or not all this dust up, and you notice how quickly the West or the United States wants to go to war with Russia, with Russia. Have you seen that? I mean, I don't think there's a neocon anywhere in Washington that's not licking their chops over a world war or a war with Russia or any war. Hey, pick a war. I'll take a war, right? And what does that do economically? Obviously, it feeds the beast, doesn't it? War feeds the beast. So there's that. And then the last thing, and then I'm going to bring Randy Taylor on because maybe he can make sense out of all of this. You know, it's been proven, depending on which side of the bay that you're on, the lack of early treatment for this bioweapon known as SARS-CoV-2 from really that originated out of the CDC, well, more specifically and more accurately, NIAID under the auspices of NIH, Francis Collins, Tony Fauci, to Ralph Baric, and several others. We know that that's a bioweapon that was created specifically for the purpose, one of the purposes, to advance vaccine, now that's their word, sales. And because, you know, you can't, I mean, let me tell you, a shot or needle in every arm equals a lot of money. And that's like a forever annuity, as I call it, for these big pharma or the pharmaceutical, industrial, congressional, deep state complex, whatever you want to call it. But Dr. Peter Navarro was recently on with Steve Bannon and said something very interesting that we all know, but it when you know that you know, but when you hear it from a firsthand person who was there in the White House, how Janet Woodcock, FDA, single-handedly killed any early treatment, including and especially hydroxychloroquine. Again, we know this, but to hear it from somebody who was in the room with Woodcock, with Fauci, with all of these mopes out there, you have to ask yourself, what's the real reason here? If you, so let me tell, let me just say this. If you had a family member or a good friend that you lost to the SARS-CoV-2 virus bioweapon, wouldn't you be looking for some payback? I mean, wouldn't you be looking for some, you know what? I ain't liking this. You killed my friend. You killed my mom. You killed my grandpa. You or whatever, you know, essentially this, you contributed to their death. Wouldn't you be looking for, you know, some payback? I think you would, because I know I am. I'm just being honest. You could say, well, that's not very Christian-like. Well, I you know what? On some things I can forgive, but on this I will neither forgive nor forget. That's just the way I am. So I'm being honest with you. And I'm always honest, but I'm especially honest there. All right. With me, Randy Taylor. Randy Taylor at HagmanReport.com is his email address. Randy, how are you doing?
I'm doing fantastic, sir. How are you doing?
I don't know, brother. I don't know. You know, it's been a long day, long night. It's long night last night, long day today. It's, you know, I don't know.
How it adds up.
Yeah. Yeah. And you know, there's always stuff. People are always, they're always sending, and I love the people that have that send information to us. I really do. And mm-hmm. I know that you've got some cutting edge information about stuff going on up north from your contacts up there. The stuff down here is just happening. It's just incredible. Where do you want to start?
Well, let's start with where we're at on this trucking thing, because right now, and I've got feeds, you know, everywhere, but the government is slowly ticketing these guys and moving them out at every location. They did this Emergency Powers Act. And I really think that people need to be concerned about this. One, it falls short of the criteria by every legal expert that I've heard. It falls short of the criteria to invoke the act. Trudeau did it, is doing it anyway. We've got up there a situation where it's like even the conservatives have, many of the conservatives have turned on the truckers from what I've seen, little news blips that I'm getting, speeches I've seen. That part definitely concerns me. What I don't like about this Emergency Powers Act and the way it's being presented is it's customized to fit what Trudeau wants to do. You know, it used to be, okay, martial law, there it is, you're under martial law. This is very loose, which should never be. It's also at his, it's at his discretion. Here's the part that bugged me, that I was catching bits and pieces of. You have the provinces, there's 13 provinces, territories, or whatever up there in Canada. Each one of those premiers, which is the equivalent down here with us, it'd be the equivalent of a governor. Each one of the governors can enact their own emergency powers. There's really no reason for the federal government to enact any emergency powers. Once again, he did not meet the criteria. And this really, this is the scary part, is this is like going squirrel hunting with a cannon. This is overkill. It also opens up some really, really, really scary things. Some of the fines, the punishments that they're handing out, wow. Look at this. Now, this would be, and let me just give you an example. Let's say that Doug and I got on an airplane and flew up there just to get some pictures. What you're seeing on the screen right now could easily land us a $5,000 fine and up to 5 years in prison for participating in anti-mandate protests. That means your feet on the street. Okay, you don't have to be carrying a banner, a sign, or anything, or even yelling at a cop. They can bag you on the street, hit you with a $5,000 fine, 5 years in prison. I want you to stop and think about that. When have you ever heard of something like this in a free and democratic society? This is a tailor-made hatchet to swing at all these people out on that street that disagree with Trudeau. Here's the problem. If you have a different opinion, you are his enemy. This isn't about democracy, not to Trudeau. Democracy only happened on voting day. That's what he thinks democracy is all about, what happened on voting day. The rest of the time, he thinks he can abuse and just write the laws as they go. Now, that's the thing, too, that concerns me is these laws that they're working on is removing freedom of speech, your freedom of expression. These truckers have not hurt anybody. I have yet.
Wait a second. You mentioned freedom of speech. That's a good point because that applies here in the United States, as you know, okay, and to those people listening in Canada. But consider this. This from Ezra Levant. Let's say you're a U.S. insurer of a U.S. citizen driving a U.S. truck between Detroit and Windsor. Okay? This could happen.
Very common route.
Yeah. And that driver honks his horn and says, Trudeau, you know, okay, F Trudeau. Okay, now, that's technically, that's against that War Powers Act, if you will, up there, all right?
Yes.
Now, is the insurer going to cancel the insurance for exercising the U.S.'s First Amendment right because some banana republic dictator like Castro Jr. says so?
If the truck's from the States, I think he'd have a hard time enforcing that if it was, say, an American driver and the truck's from down here in the States. He'd have a really hard time with that. We don't, that line up here at the border can provide some protection to the trucker. You know, okay. I mean, they can write, you know, it's like somebody, they could write, now, you bear in mind, you might not ever want to walk into Canada again or drive into Canada again. But, you know, as far as somebody seizing your truck or anything like that, I just, they're going to do it. But I think that you would have some legal remedies, you know, to fix that. What I've seen in just little news blips and this and that. Not every judge is on board with this. Not every police officer is on board with this. That it's kind of funny. The guy up there in Ottawa resigned, the chief of police.
Yeah.
He resigned, but I think that he should have closed this out before he left. Because the next guy walking in, I mean, he's walking into a shooting gallery, you know. I mean, that's what a mess. What a mess to be handed. Hey, Doug, welcome to your first day as the mayor of Ottawa. Oh, by the way, there's 675 trucks parked out here. And we've been wondering, what are you going to do about it, sir? And that's pretty much, I just gave you the setup. If the guy walked in and had a news conference, you just heard the whole news conference. What are you going to do about it?
Well, you know, so just to be clear, the the way things rolled out here, the trucks came in. Ottawa police made some threats against the truckers. That didn't work. The peaceful truckers didn't move. Okay. Mm-hmm. Then Doug Ford announced the state of emergency. That didn't work. They stayed there. Then Castro Jr. gets up there and announces this new state of emergency. And the truckers didn't move, you know, the core of them. So now what? Now, I mean,
I think what he's seeing is he's seeing some bite back from the police up there. What I don't want to see, we already saw the military at the land border, the Ambassador Bridge. Okay. I don't know if you guys are catching any of the film, but there were armored vehicles out there. I did see military personnel with my own eyes on the feeds that I'm getting.
Are the U.S. side or the
no, Canadian this side? This was on the Canadian side.
All right, so we can confirm that the Canadian military was present at the Ambassador
exactly. The other thing that I noticed from every cop that I've seen in the film, one of the first things I spotted is they've got a tear gas. They have a gas mask on their left leg. If you watch, I know that because I remember in basic training, we used to have to walk around with that thing on our hip, and that's basically their version of it. I don't know what's going to happen, and I'll tell you why. When this thing was drafted up, that this Emergencies Act, it's fluid. That's not good. You would think that it would have been issued for 14 days and then it would have to be revisited. 30 days have to be revisited. No, they can pretty much change this as they go.
So how long is this in effect though?
See, that's the thing. They won't come out and say, they're saying until it's not necessary.
Okay. That's what
that could be 5 years. That could be 5 years from now. And the way that they're sweeping everybody into one big bucket of you're disagreeing with us, you're going to jail, that should scare every Canadian up there. This ability now to freeze your bank account. I just sent you guys a video of a guy that has one of the truckers has bank account frozen. The ability for them to freeze your bank account without a warrant, without any kind of court order. I want you to stop and think about that. Some guy or gal sitting in an office somewhere gets handed a file. There's your picture. There's your home address. They can go in and freeze your bank account. You don't eat that night. Stop and think about that. If you're making truck payments, you got a problem.
So,
and I'll tell you right now, truck payments aren't cheap.
Well, let me ask you a question because you've got.
Hopefully, I can answer.
Okay. Yes. Well, I hope you can, because I know you've got family, you got friends up north.
That's the part that's really got my stomach in a knot.
I would imagine I would have mine too. So, given the interconnectivity of banks. We know that many Canadian banks operate here in the United States, right? I mean, we do
yes,
know that.
Yes, BMO is also Harris Bank.
Okay. So
just to give you an example.
Okay. Now,
it's a huge entity.
Okay. So what was that? BHO, you said?
BMO.
BMO.
Bank of Montreal. They call it Bank of Montreal. It's probably one of the biggest banks up there in Canada. So, I have accounts at BMO.
Okay. And obviously it's because of the, I would imagine it's because of the ease, you know, both U.S. and Canada. So my question to you, here's my question.
Yes, sir.
Okay. Because many banks operate in the United States, many Canadian banks do, and they've got customers here, or regardless of where the customer's at, but specifically, let's say,
could they call a freeze order over the international line?
Does Trudeau think he can actually order BMO Bank in New York City to seize a customer's bank account in New York City?
Yes. They would at least attempt it. There'd be a bunch of safeguards in place to tell them no, but you know how this guy operates. And it's, remember, all right, GoFundMe?
Yeah.
Did what Trudeau said. what was the other crowd?
Give Send Go
basically said, up yours. We're an American company. You aren't telling us what to do. And they also said the money will get to where it's supposed to be. They've stated that publicly, that they're not taking any crap off this, off the Canadian government. They won't take it. So right now they stand to move into number one as far as crowdfunding.
Right.
I would take that stand too, because I would be tomorrow's hero.
And I think that's what they're going to be. But okay, so now the reverse of that, or the converse of that, whatever, it's not just Canadian banks with customers, we'll say, in the United States. It's U.S. banks operating in Canada. If you think about that, folks, U.S. banks operating in Canada. It covers foreign banks and insurance companies operating in Canada. So it's mainly American banks. Well, not, I would say mainly American banks. So that emergency order covers, based on my read of it, unless I'm wrong.
Well, the banks now all cooperate. Bear in mind, are the banks in Canada do cooperate with the Internal Revenue Service. They'll, like, for instance, I'm an American citizen. When I had first gone up there into Canada, like 12 years ago, something like that. When I went up there, then I got married, and so I opened up bank accounts naturally. But they make you fill out paperwork. The bank will, trust me, I don't know how, I didn't run in there and go, I'm an American. But they knew I was an American. So anyway, they send stuff to the IRS, and the IRS will send a request up to Canada, because what they want is your banking information. Because when you are not, let's say you are in Canada, you're a U.S. citizen, you're in Canada, and you work up there in Canada as a U.S. citizen, but a permanent resident in Canada, or a dual citizen. The IRS wants to know exactly every dime that you make. You have to still fill out tax forms. This is the ridiculous of it. You could be up there, because there was a period of time, and I was up there for years, you know, and through when I say years, let's say tax years. I went ahead, filed taxes. You know, you file them with the U.S., zeros, you know. But these two countries are intertwined in so many things. The security apparatus, border services, all of this stuff is, they're on the same sheet of music. They're originally, when they talked about the New World Order, Canada, the United States, and Mexico were supposed to be one territory eventually. I see that very easily as far as integrating Canada with U.S. on every level, everything. They could do that literally overnight. The one that comes into question would be Mexico. I don't know how that would work.
Well, guess what I just found? So I just found this, and tell you about this. I don't know if Eric has the capability of putting this on the screen. There it is right there. So this order, okay, now reading this order covers the federal financial institutions, basically who we regulate. So all of the banks listed here, including, for example, Capital One Bank USA, yes. Citibank, Commerce Bank, Deutsche Bank, M&T, I mean, all of these banks that are listed in this, okay, according to this order now, these are foreign banks operating in Canada. Some are domestic to the United States, but foreign to Canada. They are specifically covered in Trudeau's expropriation order. So,
they gave the banks up here with this emergency order the same type of blanket protection that they gave the pharmaceutical companies in the U.S. You cannot sue them over this. If they take your money, you can't sue them.
So I'm just thinking about a person at the bank, we'll say in charge of legal compliance or whatever. Who do you listen to? Trudeau or you know, or the laws of Canada, or the freedoms enjoyed
you,
in the
you
US?
You would like to think that people would step up to the plate and follow the laws of Canada. But unfortunately,
No. I mean, the expropriation order in Canada, or you like to think that people would fight, unless you have a different opinion. I think what you meant to say was you would hope they would not comply with the emergency order, right?
I would hope they wouldn't, but I don't expect any heroes.
So
the truckers you see right now, that's about as heroic as it's going to get. Let's give them credit. They did get a worldwide thing going, but they're being outmaneuvered legally.
Okay. So we have a problem here, a big problem.
Huge.
Yeah. You know, and when you think back to 2000, the manufactured financial crisis of 08, 09, you know, none of this was invoked, right? Mm-hmm. So...
The other thing is, why weren't these things invoked, you know, in Toronto, for instance, when Black Lives Matter was there, and when the Tamil Tigers, you know, shut down the freeway, the Don Valley Parkway, with children, just went and started blocking the highway, period. This was years ago, but every person out there that has a gripe or a bitch has had a demonstration and shut down many, 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 many blocks around Queen's Park, which is the capital in Toronto of Ontario, Queen's Park there. Mm. Okay. Mm-hmm. That's where the rules are made. That's where Doug Ford hangs out. But there's been all kinds of protests in the past. How about when, what do you have, the G7 or G9, when they had that here? And that turned into a vandal. It was full of vandalism, violence, just crazy stuff. They didn't think about this. And that's when Canada had international guests. You know what I'm saying? It was a big deal. And they certainly didn't go out there and do all of this. What you have going on right now is a war against conservatism in both countries. Okay. Right. And a war against Christianity. It's plain and simple. Okay. The one thing that holds people together is faith. And they're taking shots at that faith every day, every day, every day. That's one of the reasons I was always firmly believed from talking with my relatives and all up there. There was an absolute effort by the Canadian government to keep people from assembling anywhere, not so that they wouldn't catch COVID-19. They didn't want patriots talking. They didn't want people planning. They didn't want people getting revved up. Stop and think about it. And where would a place that would be hard to change anyone's opinion would be in the church.
That's true.
A group of Christians, faith-based, you're not going to tell them anything. You're not. They're invincible as far as I'm concerned.
Okay. So what you said there, see, this is so, people need to really take a look at this, in my look view deeper. Anyway. Look deeper, right.
Yes.
Because what was it, you know, you can go to a strip club and get a lap dance during the high, but church, no way. Look at what they're doing to Arthur Pulaski.
Yeah. Anything like Canada's version of Veterans of Foreign Wars, things like that, that stuff's all been, you know what I mean? You can't meet. Now, they're talking about lifting on a bunch of restrictions and all. I think it's in end of the month, and then by March 1st. I don't know. I saw Ford, unfortunately, part of the press conference, I saw it, and I didn't have any sound. So I'm not sure what all he said. I'll look into that. But things right now are fluid. What we're talking about today might be totally changed tomorrow. We don't, it's no way to run a country.
Well, you know,
there's no way to run a country.
Having worldwide impact, and I didn't mean to cut you off, okay?
No.
And when you consider yours, mine, and everyone, or the majority of people listening, here in the United States, mm-hmm. it's having an impact here in the United States. And,
Australia.
And Australia and New Zealand. The West, right.
No. All of your Western world right now are on board. We're not the only people in the world experiencing tyranny. They're the U.S. We're not. They're experiencing it in Canada. They got problems in different Western countries. And more power to them. I want these people. I am thrilled to see an uprising that's worldwide. It terrifies the globalists, though. And when you have people like that that have the power of, they can push the police button, they can push the military button. They have so many options where the people that are sticking up for our rights really don't.
Do you think that we've got the globalists, the World Economic Forum, the Party of Davos, do you think that we've got them nervous on the run, or we've got them angered, okay, and cornered?
No, both. Way. I'm going to say nervous and angry. I would go with both on that. It's a scary place right now. Right now is a very scary time in history. I don't trust Justin Trudeau to do anything right. I do not. He's a self-serving, hedonistic, just absolute pig. And he's invoking his will, not the will of the Canadian people. What you're seeing is the will of Justin Trudeau and what the baby king wants.
Well, you know, let's talk about that for just a second, because, you know, we were talking about the banks or just a few minutes ago. And I know you've studied these people, Trudeau, Castro Jr. And I mean that sincerely. And even if he is not, you know, a DNA related to Castro, which I believe he is, but
close enough.
You know what? Yeah. The fact that he, you know, he's so mentally connected with that mindset is troubling, but
that he worshiped that kind of, he thought that guy was a hero.
Yeah. And you know, yesterday we played that.
I saw that.
Hey, I'd love to be a dictator like China. I admire the Chinese dictatorship, not the food, not the culture, but the dictator. Anyway.
And you saw the reason why he said, because they understand green.
Yeah.
What?
You made me choke on my, they understand what? Green.
I watched that thing. I watched that video you had clipped into the show. And I was like, wow, that's why you admire a communist government that buries them by the tens of thousands in the dirt.
You know, but going back, okay, so I want to go back to revisit the banking issue, because second to Trudeau, Trudeau's finance minister, Chrystia Freeland, okay, isn't she a hot mess? Because here's what I've learned, and tell me if I'm wrong, because I know you got your beat on these people big time. She worked for Reuters, essentially destroyed Reuters, if you will. It's the only business that she ever ran. Now, BuzzFeed wrote about this. When she returned to Canada at age 45, she was, like I said, a hot mess. She needed her parents to co-sign for her mortgage. Okay, that's how much of a hot mess she was. And she's going to tell Canadians and the banks how to operate financially.
Yeah, she's suddenly a genius.
Okay.
These are the ones that are really scary. But see, Trudeau's notorious for that. He throws idiots into a position for on-the-job training. Man.
kind of like Don, you and I, or, you know, our situation.
Yeah, kind of like our admiral. Sorry, I can't wrap my head around that. How could our enemies take us seriously?
Our admiral, you know, I don't know what it is, man. You know, our brand new admiral. In case people are wondering, we're talking about Cousin It. Dick Levine, Richard Levine, or Rachel Levine. I don't even know what to call it. Okay. Let's
stay with Dick.
Yeah, for a lot of reasons. And you know what? People might take offense to that, but I'll tell you what. So, whatever it is, full-fledged admiral and running Health and Human Services, or, you know, okay. When you're confused about your own gender and you make, you do things, you save your own parents, I believe, you know,
yeah,
out of the nursing homes before the Wolf governor of Pennsylvania throws. What a mess. I gotta take it just because I can't wrap my head around this, any of this.
Okay. How about the, trailer full of guns stolen from Peterborough, Ontario, found.
Where were they found? Like in the back of one of those trucks?
Says it was found in Brampton, but 2,000 firearms are still missing.
Oh. Yeah.
And don't you recall just a couple of days ago, we had some guns found down by the border there in Coots, I think it was. We've had four guys charged with... what were they charged with? They were charged with like conspiring to murder to murder RCMP officers.
Really?
Where do you come up with that at? And there's some people, ex-cops, even mentioning, because we have our own campfire in the world.
Yeah.
I saw some of the ex-cops saying that the guns that they found at Coots came from Peterborough.
So how does that work?
It was only 12 weapons. That's enough to make, I think that was done so that Trudeau, and I think it was done by the left, so the Department of Dirty Tricks planted the guns.
Wait a second, only 12 weapons? Okay, so that's more than Eric the Tech has gotten his shed. Okay.
But stop and think about it. 12 weapons, but you only need, come on, one Nazi flag made all those people Nazis. So one pistol, 12 pistols found. Oh, they were out to murder the RCMP.
12 weapons, including
12 weapons. Pistols. Yeah, but yeah. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
That is that false flag that we all talk about, the false flags. I think it's kind of sad when you're boxing with the government like that you have to actually have a segment of your plan to cover false flags because you know they're going to do it. Stop and think about that.
Here's what I'm having trouble wrapping my brain around. And I mean, people will say, "Oh, I've got the, I know. And you know, people talk and like they know things. And you know,
well, he sounds like my email box.
Yeah, exactly. Oh, you stupid. Okay, but if you're a trucker up there in Ottawa, we'll say, you got nothing left to lose but sit there because you're cooked, right? I mean, because they've taken your plate, they got your VIN. You and I know this from what we've seen.
They got you coming and going. Now they have access to your bank account.
Right. So, if that was me up there, I'd be calling you up and saying, "Give me some guns." That's just me, because what do I have now at this point?
Yeah, you're out of options at this point.
Yeah.
Yes. No, I agree that. It's a difficult position for folks like you, myself, and our listeners. We've always been back the blue people. I'll back the blue as long as the blue is backing our rights. And these are simple, basic rights. And they're doing whatever they want up there. And you know, I'm concerned. I got family up there, man. I got bank accounts up there. I got property up there.
Have you checked the balance earlier today on your bank account?
Yeah, no, I did. You know, it's funny. I actually did before I came on the show today.
Okay. Because, you know.
I know. So now I'm looking at, okay, what is the currency exchange rate right now? You know, you're looking at all that stuff and, it just, I don't know. The Canadian people, the trucks are starting to go home. Trudeau is acting like a typical communist dictator. I mean, I understand when Reagan made the air traffic controllers go back to work. I get that.
Okay, what's the difference there? Why do you get that and not this?
I get that because there are airplanes full of people up there in the sky and lives depended on it. You know what I'm saying? You can't call down to the local employment place and go, hey, send me some air traffic controllers. In that case, I was with Reagan on it.
Well, you'd have the movie Airplane if you did, but yeah.
Yeah. This here, you know, I understand the people being upset, you know, because the bridge is closed and all that. That's fine. But the truckers should be commended because they showed the government how easy it would be to bring them to their knees without firing a shot, without one altercation with a police officer.
Okay, here's another question for you. So, why? And this would go for truckers in the United States. Why not just park your rig? Say, ain't gonna. You know what? You want me to deliver to D.C.? I don't think so. Northern Virginia? Sorry, Maryland? We'll just stay home. All the truckers.
Oh, you
just
could. Stay home. You could boycott states. Yeah, absolutely.
Well, I mean, so instead of protesting in various locations, just say, ain't doing it. Until you lift
that's what I do. I mean, if I was a cop, I certainly wouldn't. I wouldn't do anything to these truckers.
Huh. You know, I saw. I don't know if you saw this because we between the two of us, we probably go through, and this is not an exaggeration. 30 hours of video a day between the two of us. So I don't know if you saw this at the Coots crossing. There were police officers being hugging the protesters.
Kumbaya, baby.
I mean,
yeah.
So,
but the best part was the cops had no choice but to reciprocate.
Yeah.
I'm going to force a little love on you. Come here.
Now, so that was at the end. But would that same cop put the cuffs on those truckers? I'm confused. I don't know. My head hurts. I mean, folks, we live in an upside down clown world here.
What you have also, bear in mind that everything that the governments can pull out right now to throw at these truckers in either country is people are desperate for their jobs right now. Period. They're desperate for their jobs. We're in desperate times. Groceries are unbelievably expensive. This COVID-19, so many people lost their jobs. And sure, they'd love to go back to work, but there's no business there now. It's gone. This is where I get furious with this little Trudeau creep. Is for him, I watched one speech and he said, "These truckers are causing inflation." If I could have reached into that TV set and got my hands on him, what have you done for the last 2 years? You have any idea up north, folks? It's one thing in the States, I'm going to tell you. Canada got beat to death on this COVID-19 restrictions. So many people. I know people have lost their businesses, lost everything.
In the U.S., across all the West. And yeah, you make a good point. They can shut down. So Trudeau, as Prime Minister of Canada, can shut down the economy, essentially. They can shut down businesses.
But then for him to make a statement.
Right.
For him to make a statement like that.
Exactly. And do so with impunity. And when truckers say, hey, we have to reopen, we got to do this, you're an enemy combatant now.
Yes. We're going to keep you locked in place. Yeah, some truckers wanted to leave. They had stuff to do. No, they boxed them. The other thing, and I sent something up north to the guy that I know, okay? And I said, when they make offers to you guys to meet on such and such street to discuss this, don't go. they were trying to get him in Ottawa 3 or 4 days ago to meet supposedly with the organizers, but they wanted to do it on a street, and they named off this street. And as soon as they said that, all I could see was like herding cattle. You know, get all of them into this little area. They'd bring the cops in, lock it down. You're done. So you can't put anything past these people right now. Nothing. Because the Canadian government right now is off the rails. It's going to be a lot of interesting things happening this week. It's going to be real interesting. What I'm curious about is next weekend. I expected more fire and fury this last weekend. Thursday and Friday night, definitely Friday night, it looked like they were having a party in Ottawa. You know, the dancing, and I heard band music, and I'm like, what's going on up here? But I don't know. Well, desperate. It's right now, things are in bad shape right now in Canada.
Yeah.
Bad, scary. It's scary right now because you have a runaway government. Well, Canadians, you have a runaway government.
They do. And we've got to believe it's coming here. The same, in my view.
Oh, yeah. It's inevitable. It's already sparked protests all over the world. So, yeah, it's going to come to the U.S. And when it comes here to the U.S., it's going to be huge.
All right. Now, what you mentioned earlier about the guns, and I don't want people to forget about the tinderbox that's been created, that is up there, that Trudeau created. Yes. Greg
Reese. And all the unaccounted for guns.
Exactly. Now, Greg Reese did a 4-minute video. It's not very long. It's Trudeau's imminent false flag to crush the Canadian people. Because you mentioned this earlier, I asked Eric to pull this up, and I think it's relevant, and it pertains to what you said, and kind of the theme as to how this might play out and serve as the playbook, perhaps, for the United States. You want to? Should we play it? Let's play it. What do you think? Okay? Is that okay?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Sure. All right. Let's play this. It's about 3-4 minutes. Sure. Eric the Tech, there it is.
That's why individual rights and freedoms are so important, right? Because it's you as a person. You as an individual, not you as a family, not you as a group, okay? Not you as part of some other organization, not you as part of the province. It's you as an individual Canadian. Possess these rights. That's what's important.
After discussing with cabinet and caucus, after consultation with premiers from all provinces and territories, after speaking with opposition leaders, the federal government has invoked the Emergencies Act to supplement provincial and territorial capacity to address the blockades and occupations.
Justin Trudeau has enacted the Emergency Powers Act against all who protest his dictates, including seizing people's bank accounts. Trudeau won't allow these Canadian citizens to have a life in their own country, nor will he allow them to leave. These are Canadian families celebrating together peacefully as they honorably protest their government. It is now evident that Trudeau is capable of anything. Last Sunday at around 3 a.m., more than 2,000 firearms were stolen from a shipping lot in Peterborough, Ontario. A former sniper for the RCMP has announced that multiple sources have warned that Trudeau's government could be planting weapons in Ottawa to deceptively frame the Freedom Convoy as violent and use it as a false pretext for violently ending the historic peaceful protest. While the truckers keep saying that their movement is a movement of the people and is non-political, certain suspicious individuals have stepped into leadership roles. BJ Dichter, a politician and co-founder of LGB Tory, and Tamara Leach of Wexit, who is funded by a sitting member of the Globalists' Atlantic Council, are the ones who set up and manage the GoFundMe page for the Freedom Convoy. And former Liberal staffer for the Minister of Public Safety, Dagny Pollock, has recently been made part of the communications team. And people involved claim it's all a deceptive story.
Most people don't seem to know where these people came from, how they got involved, how they ended up controlling all of the money, why they're doing all of the speaking. These are political. These people aren't even truckers. Okay, BJ Dichter's not a trucker. This Dagny, it was Marco Mendocino's campaign manager, who's a sitting liberal politician right now, who called everyone terrorists the other day. And conveniently, these people seem to be holding a lot of keys somehow. If they have this media story, which is what it is, it's a story. The truckers have not agreed to this. Nobody's going anywhere. Nobody wants to go anywhere. That they've agreed to move or leave or something. The media will run with that, and then the government will use that as like, oh, well, look, see, you know, they said they would, you know, do one thing and then they didn't, and they're, you know, negotiating in bad faith and this kind of stuff. It's a setup.
Reporting for InfoWars, this is Greg Reese.
All right. And Greg Reese did an excellent job on that. Some things to think about. Randy Taylor is riding shotgun throughout the program today. Randy Taylor at HagmanReport.com. If you want to communicate with him, that's the best way. Before I get back to the programming here, I want to talk to people about saving money. Even with all of the dire headlines, all of the dire situations, we all shop online, right? And so, you know why I like to shop online? Because I don't like people. I'm joking, of course. The convenience of shopping online, you can't beat it. And Eric the Tech, myself, we shop online for studio equipment. We've saved a lot of money through honey.com/Hagman. I want to tell you about Honey. Folks, if you haven't done so already, and by the way, today's episode is sponsored by Honey, all right? Today's episode, you got to understand, we have some great sponsors, including and especially Honey. Now, again, I like online shopping as opposed to in-person. It's convenient. I do it a lot. Eric the Tech does a lot for studio equipment. And, you know, one of the things that always bothered me, you know, everyone asks for a coupon code. And I have to talk to, I got to talk to Mike Lundell about this too, okay? I mean, I get it, but hey, Mike, come on, man, make it simple. But thanks to Honey, manually searching for coupon codes is now a thing of the past. Honey is a free shopping tool that scours the internet for promo codes and applies the best one it finds to your cart. Imagine you're shopping online on one of your favorite sites. When you check out, the Honey button drops down. All you have to do is click apply coupons. Wait a few seconds, and Honey searches for coupons it can find for that site. And if Honey finds a working coupon, you can actually sit there and watch the prices drop or the price drop of your purchase. We've saved hundreds of dollars over the course of a month, using Honey. And from clothes to food delivery, that's right, to studio equipment. And it was especially around Christmas time and even now. Did you know that Honey offers cash back at thousands of stores? And frankly, it's like earning cash rewards just for shopping. So here's what you need to do. If you don't already have Honey, you could be straight up missing out. And by getting it, you'll be doing yourself a solid in supporting this broadcast. I'd never recommend something I don't use myself, and I use honey.com/Hagman. So go get Honey for free at joinhoney.com/Hagman. Let me say that again. joinhoney.com/Hagman. One more time. joinhoney.com/Hagman. That's joinhoney.com/Hagman. Again, one more time. There it was. And you know what? joinhoney.com. And I said honey.com earlier, but you get the idea. joinhoney.com. It's all smushed together, /Hagman, for your savings. And I want to thank them for being such a great sponsor. And I want to thank Randy Taylor as well for riding today with me. And, you know, so Randy, you saw that potential for a false flag. And a lot of things that you mentioned, Greg Reese had pointed out. So where do we stand? You know, when I say we, we're really, where's the Western world stand with all of this?
I don't know. The rest of this week will be very interesting. Also, keep in mind, a lot of people don't really think about this. Remember, up in Canada, remember there's very limited on the firearms. A lot of long guns up there, but pistols in most cases are against the law. They are searching these trucks at these different places, hoping to find weapons. I think that the weapons were stolen in Peterborough. If any of those serial numbers come back to those weapons that were found by the RCMP. And we've got a whole big can of worms there. That would show a conspiracy at a pretty high level. We know that the left, we saw from the weekend, one of the first things that we noticed on Saturday was that the PSAC union, public service, something, whatever, it's the union that takes care of like your customs and border services. It's their union. We saw them suddenly on the streets in Ottawa as an opposition to the truckers. And we also, we had the photos actually much quicker than the premier of Alberta did. I know he thinks he was the one that actually posted those, but we had them sooner. Anyway, it definitely shows the communist flag. When I say communist flag, the Chinese flag, okay, right in the crowd. Now, if we use the same methodology of lumping people together like the prime minister up there does, then I could safely say that they were all communist, right? You know how that works, Doug? One Nazi flag makes all the conservatives Nazis. Then I think the same should apply there.
Yeah, you would. In the world of MSNBC and Rachel Maddow and, oh, I forgot she's out of, Brian Stelter, Mr. Potato Head. Yeah, that's the way it works. So, yeah. But you know, that Nazi flag, one Nazi flag, and you know, isn't it interesting? Guess who took that? Trudeau's personal photographer took that one picture.
Yeah.
But the luckiest photographer on the planet, because he was right there, right there.
Well, yep.
Go figure.
And the thing was, it was part of that media spin that they're all bad. They're all white supremacists. They're all this. You sit there, and if you watch the parliamentary channel, if you can get that piped into yourselves down here, it's amazing the rhetoric because of that flag. The rhetoric because of some 18-year-old girl dancing by the tomb of the unknown soldier, which she was quickly removed. Okay. You can't broad brush, you know, you can't paint with that brush. That's just too broad of a brush. And then so bearing in mind that they wouldn't offer any retraction on that, then I have to say that Saturday, our communist, communist influenced border officers were participating in a communist march.
Wait, I saw it. What? Okay, say that. What do you mean?
You heard me.
Yeah, I know.
What do I mean? I think that they're going to use that against us, we're going to use it against them.
There you go. No, I get it.
It works both ways. Yeah. Sorry. That river flows both ways.
You know, but this is the other thing that I'm frustrated about this. Because here we are. We're trying to red pill the public out there. We're trying to get the
trying,
you know. And sometimes you look at, for example, libs of TikTok, you know, for example. You see some of the or you watch a Mike or a Mark Dice video, okay? When you know, he sticks a microphone in front of somebody that's walking down the street and offers them either a Hershey bar or a, you know, a bar of silver. And they say, well, I'll take the Hershey bar because, you know, what's silver? The level of, what would you call
ignorance.
It, man? Ignorance. Okay.
Yeah,
ignorance.
Blade. They don't know. You know what? I'll tell you the guy I love. Is that Jesse Waters on Fox?
Yeah.
When he goes street level and starts talking to people. And these are people that are, you know, have been out of high school for maybe a couple of years in a lot of cases. And he'll ask them a simple question about history. They can't answer it. Yeah, they don't know who the first president of the United States was. They don't know who the second president was. They don't know how many wars we've been in. They know nothing. And the part that scares me is somebody gave them a voting card.
Exactly. Which really, to me, I think that everyone who votes should have a vested interest in the United States. They should be property owners and limited to the people that have... And you,
I would go as far as some sort of cognitive test.
Okay, we'll do that. I mean, anything.
Something.
Yeah, something. Just don't hand them out like candy, you know?
No, no. And that's definitely a problem.
Oh,
that is
man.
Definitely a problem. Well, every one of the people that come over the southern border is a potential Democrat voter.
You,
why?
You know,
because they think the Democrats are their friends.
Okay. Okay. Now
I don't get it.
Again, I overtalked you and I interrupted you, and I'm sorry.
No, please.
But I want to ask you, who do you think, if we make it to 2024, if we make it to 2024, who do you think is going to be on both tickets? What kind of presidential race do you see forming up here for 2024?
I honestly think that if Hillary jumps back in the game, Trump's going to come back in. He'll want to pound her one more time. And if Hillary stays out of it, I would look for DeSantis out of Florida to be the front runner for the GOP.
Do you think there's going to be any infighting in the GOP for the primary?
Oh yeah,
the primary?
They're already infighting. You can't trust the what the hell's the old man's name?
The old man
that runs the Senate for the GOP.
Mitch
McConnell.
Thank you. Yeah.
Had
me going.
Okay. I just, you know, I've lost faith in a lot of them. I like the some of our younger stars. The ones that are always in trouble in the media are the ones that I like. And I'll be honest with you, I'm seeing it seems like more females have backbone in the GOP than the males do.
Marjorie Taylor Greene. And
I love her. You know, I love her. She could call me today and ask me to do something I'd do it for.
I think you have, absolutely. If I'm not mistaken, but we won't go there today. I think maybe you've already done that, or was that with Lauren Boebert? But it was one of the two. I know. Yeah, folks, you don't know what Randy has done. Let me tell you, he's a mystery.
He's
rapper.
A sneaky little song gun.
He is. You know, I'm just sitting minding my own business. I get a call from him. Looks like it's, hey, that's a DC area code. And, hey, how you doing? Guess where I'm at.
If Doug and I ever led a march on Washington, believe me, we'd bring the whole deal down.
You know, and that's the thing, because a lot of people right now, and look, you can listen to Alex Jones, God bless him, I love him. You can listen to any number of shows. You're listening to this show right now. Ah, gotcha. But,
yeah.
Okay, so what if, you know, I struggle. And I know you do too. We struggle collectively and individually trying to make sense of this nonsensical world. And, you know, people love this 5-minute news clip. Okay, everything in 5 minutes, you talk flawlessly, you read from a teleprompter, you know, your script is written for you, you know, and whether you're Tucker Carlson or Sean Hannity or Mark Levin, they got a staff, they got people writing for them, they got, you know, it's all, you think that, I mean, they don't add like this.
If we had that kind of support, oh man, we'd be like a wrecking ball.
Right. But see, you know, in a long format like this, to me, this gives us time to be ourselves, to be transparent.
Yes. And to examine every angle and we don't go off a sheet.
Yeah, there you go.
The most I do is I keep a notebook here on my right. If we have specific things we want to talk about, it's at the top. And then things that I know that if I think of during the broadcast, I write it down. Then I fire it off to Eric and Doug. And that's our level here. You know, when we go into the show, we pretty much have to have all our research done. We can't do much of it on the fly.
I've tried it. And people call me on and say, oh, yeah, you were really prepared for that one, right? Yeah, okay. I gotcha.
Yeah.
I'm talking to you, Kevin. I'm talking to you, Matt. I know. Yeah, but you know what? So, okay. Attempting to make sense of all this. We know what the end game of these mopes are, and that's world domination. They want to kill us. They want to take our stuff, and they want to make us make us their slaves, anyone who survives. It's biblical in nature. Okay, so I mean, but they're very open and honest about this. So, you know, what more? I guess, Randy Taylor, what more can we possibly do without picking up the guns and saying, "All right, you're not doing this"? And I ask that legitimately.
Yeah,
you know?
That's a legitimate question because we are running out of options.
Yeah,
and I do appreciate all of our listeners, as you know, since since before Donald Trump was cheated out of his presidential win. You know, we've been looking at this and looking at it hard, and what can we do and what can't we do? And we've asked our listeners, let's try and work this out the legal way. And that's to me is very important. You see what they do to people that have done nothing. Imagine if they, let's say you did do something, they'd crucify you. So hang in there, okay? This isn't over yet, not by a long shot. And I want you to think about something. One thing we learned with these truckers, the primary thing that is of interest to the leaders is the economy. Money, cash. Shutting down those border crossings scared the crap out of the Canadian government. There was a simple move, a non-violent move. Look at the effects that it had. It's been topic worldwide. It's been the number one news topic. You go to look at a foreign news channel, guess what? Canada's one of the first things up. Go look at Russian television, you know, RT. Get outside of the CNN box, please. You guys really shouldn't even be looking at CNN and MSNBC because they're garbage. I know Fox has fallen down many times, but they're the closest thing to an ally with OANN that we have in the media. That's the closest we have. That's the best we got. Be thankful for those two entities, because my family in Canada doesn't have that luxury. If they want to see Fox, they got to pay specifically to bring Fox into their cable packages. So, but I'm telling you that this is a worldwide thing. This can, as of today, it start to grow again, or it's going to get diminished just because of the punitive measures that Trudeau's put in place. I think it'll be the latter. I think that Trudeau is going to try and beat these people into submission financially.
Well, it's interesting.
I honestly believe that.
Say, okay, so now I'm not going to say, I'll just say this. There's a video, and I think it was posted publicly. Now, Ottawa police are handing out notices to truckers saying, you got to get out now. You got to get out now. End of story. Yeah. In fact, we'll go with the public part, or we'll go with the public thing.
I saw something flash up in a photo, something they were sticking on windows up there.
Okay. This is a trucker's experience. This is, let's see here. This is a social media thing from Lincoln J, at Lincoln MJ. Okay. This is, listen to this trucker's experience getting this notice earlier today, and it's linked also to convoyreports.com. If we can play that, that would be great. It's 41 seconds.
We love Rebel News around here. You're the only ones telling the truth.
Yeah, about mid-morning, they came by and they delivered these flyers to all the vehicles on the street, and two police liaison officers. They wouldn't give me their names. I got their badge numbers, but they were just putting these postings out to try to intimidate people. There was no tickets. There was no charges. It's just a propaganda on behalf of the government to try to intimidate people to vacate the area. But nobody here is intimidated. There's a lot of us that are very committed to this, and a piece of paper isn't going to send us home.
So, to be clear, Randy Taylor and folks, the notices are being handed out, have been handed out to truckers and supporters who have vehicles parked on the streets of Ottawa.
That's the one. Yeah.
Okay. So, what the heck? I mean, your thoughts? I mean, okay, you got to get out now.
Yeah. Because here's the thing, you'll notice when they say that, you've got to get out now, but they don't tell you what the potential punishment is when they first come out with these directives. So there's a toss-up, like, what does this mean? Does this mean we're going to be arrested, shot? What's going on? Everybody's really sitting around waiting for ding-dong to pull the military in. That's from talking with family and all and friends up there. They honestly expect that this little Castro, I'm not going to say it.
Would you?
Castro is going to pull something that's going, but at the same time, and he's got worldwide cameras on him. That would be the only thing that would keep him from literally shooting these people in the street. The guy's a pig. Trudeau is a pig. I'd like to send him an email and say, look, I'm crippled, but I'll make you a deal. You're supposed to be a good boxer.
Yeah. Yeah. That face hasn't seen a glove.
Let's do a pay-per-view. All the proceeds go to the truckers. If you kick my butt, they'll go home. When I kick your butt, you resign. There's the deal. And even with a bad leg, I'll whip his ass.
You know, I believe that by sheer, I got to tell you, by sheer determination, you'd do that. You know,
I just think that guy would throttle, man.
Man. So now, well, I'm concerned because I'm concerned about your family. I'm concerned about the people.
I'm very concerned too, but you know, I mean, as long as no hands are ever laid on them, hands get laid on them. Guess who's going back to Canada?
All right.
I'm one little guy that talks a lot of crap. I know that. But believe me, leave my family alone.
You know, there was a write-up about the man who wants to be left alone, just wants to be left alone. Yeah. Being one of the most dangerous people when that man who just wants to be left alone, and I would suspect that that pretty much describes everybody, man, woman, that, you know, but one of the two, but you just want to be left alone. Can we just live, man? Yeah.
You know, live. Is it possible, you know, that we live and live in a country where you have a future, you have something to look forward to, a country that you can look at your children and talk about your pride in your country. You can't do that anymore. You just can't do it. They have just subverted and wrecked the United States government, now the Canadian government. It's just beyond words. And I think it's horrible that we're being pushed into these corners by these people. We're human beings. We're not asking for anything crazy, just be left alone. You know, I sit here and I look at the United States is in serious trouble. So I was playing around with it in my mind, and this will get us a whole bunch of emails and feedback.
Okay.
Well, I was sitting there and I was looking at end times. I read the Bible all the time. Like suddenly something's going to become painfully visible to me. But I look at it and I'm sitting here and I'm thinking about, you know, they talk about the tribulation. And they talk first about the rapture, okay? And the rapture, bear in mind, folks know this, okay? The rapture was a theory introduced by somebody. It was either in the late 1800s or in the early 1900s. Prior to that, no one ever heard of something like that.
Taylor at HagmanReport.com. That's Randy Taylor at HagmanReport.com. All right.
Thanks.
You're welcome.
Eric, change that. You know, would you? Let's say that we skip the rapture, okay, and we just go into the 7 years of tribulation. You would have had 3.5 years of peace, 3.5 years of war. Where are we at?
I ain't answering that.
Right in the middle of it.
I mean, I don't know.
But I'm saying, if you were to apply that, please don't come after me, okay? I'm not going to tell you exactly what my religious belief is in that aspect. That was something new that was introduced to Christians. And like I said, probably 100 years ago. Okay.
Barbie, Schofield Bible, you know, yeah, I know.
Bingo. It was a man's theory. So once again, you know, we don't know. But what if we were right in the middle of it? We just finished. Trump pretty well had us out of wars. And that's the other thing we have to look at. You have to look at the whole world, not just the U.S. We're not, as far as most people are concerned, U.S. isn't even mentioned in the Bible. I think we play a part in the Bible because we're established as a Christian nation. It may not be specifically where you can read it and go, oh, that's the U.S. Okay. I think we're in there, though. I think we're part of the grand plan, folks. I really do. If I didn't, I wouldn't be here today. I wouldn't be sitting on the show with you if I didn't think we're part of the grand plan.
You know, I think we are. And what you say, to me, this is why I think it's so important for we as Christians. I'm not a broadcast journalist. I'm not a journalist. I'm not a broadcaster, as you can see and hear. I'm an investigator with a microphone. Randy Taylor is a with the microphone. I'm not even going to try to, you know. But
he gets away with that because he's my best friend.
No, that wasn't because Eric texted. That sounded like I bleeped that. No, he's a guy with a microphone, and he's seen a lot, done a lot, and is doing a lot despite things.
This ain't over by a long shot, folks. You know what? We're little individuals, but together we are a formidable foe.
Right, but
and I'll tell you right now, if I thought it was time to rock and roll, I would come on this show. I would tell you it's time to rock and roll, and I'd tell you where to meet me.
And, you know, you've talked me down.
Many times. I brought you in off that ledge a few times, my brother.
Because, but you're right.
We need to be together later for other things.
Yeah. And I think, but you mentioned this, you know, as a Christian in the Bible, I think the more we pray about our next steps, we are guided by divine guidance.
Divine intervention.
Yeah.
I am a product of divine intervention. That's a fact.
That I know.
It is.
Sure.
So many times I should have been dead. I can't explain to you why the man standing next to me got shot in the face and I didn't. When the guy looked at me, put the gun right in my face, lowered the gun and walked away. It's called divine intervention, folks. It wasn't anything I did. And I can give you so many instances of that. And I also believe that each one of us on this earth plays a role. God has something in mind for us. The trick is keeping yourself open to Him so He can communicate with you. But I firmly believe that I'm going to somehow, some way, the gentleman sitting there, Doug Hagman and myself, we're going to play a role in gaining our country back. We don't know what that role is yet. We don't know what the role is yet. In fact, part of what our role is what we're doing right now. We're speaking to the masses. Okay?
Yeah.
We're not crazy radicals with short tempers, and that's not us. We are two calculating people, two people that observe and see everything that's in front of us. We don't miss a thing. Okay? And I think it's going to take guys like us to lead this thing.
If we have to
go down that road, I'll throw my hat in the ring.
I agree with you on that. Whereas I like to take kind of more of a, now this is a 70s reference, folks, a Columbo approach. Randy Taylor would take more of a, more of a
Clint Eastwood.
Clint Eastwood approach, okay? Yeah. Well, in the end.
I know what you're thinking.
That's right. I just guts to know.
Right. Yeah. Who can I be?
And Eric the Tuck over there, you know, you're more of a MacGyver, but.
Actually, he is very much a MacGyver. Yeah. Yes. Yes. Yes.
I look like him. Jeez.
Yeah, actually.
Minus the what, hair. I need Randy's hair to look like MacGyver.
We would be lost without Eric.
I've got to tell you, that's exactly right.
Absolutely.
Yeah. You know.
But once again, this is by God's design.
Yeah.
You think the three of us ended up together by accident? Do you honestly think that three of us look at our talents ended up together by accident?
And that's what I want, you know, because what you said earlier, that's what I want people to know. I believe the message to this broadcast is, if you're listening or watching this, you, listener, viewer, whatever, you are born for this time, right?
Yes, yes, yes. And we are nobody without our listeners. We are nobody without our fellow patriots and our fellow Christians. And that's, we know that. We know that. We're just three guys. They'd mow us down and, you know, less than an hour, I'm sure.
Me, about 10 minutes. You, less than an hour, right? Give or take.
Depends who showed up.
Me, good luck.
No, Eric, you guys could not. I don't know.
Yeah, it'd be you running down the street, Eric pushing me in a wheelchair.
I'll be in my scuba gear underneath the surface of a pond.
There you go. But you know, it's guys like us that are going to make a difference. The guys like our listeners. You know, we got some great listeners. We have some people out there, Doug. We could tell them to be somewhere tomorrow at 9 o'clock, and they'd be there.
Yeah, I'm serious. And you know,
yeah, they email us regular just to let us know that we're behind you. We will do whatever is necessary. And when people write checks like that to me, of themselves. Wow, then I know I'm going to go walking down the street with the right people.
And that's just the thing, folks. You know, in this time of uncertainty, I think we have to know, or you have to know, from the bottom of my heart. And I prayed about this. I know Randy Taylor does too. And we pray about this all the time, that you were born for this time. You've got a job to do. Maybe you don't know what that job is. If you don't, so you pray about it. You ask for divine guidance. You ask for the guidance of God. And, you know, people.
The whole purpose of the show might be that God wanted us to speak to one particular individual. We don't know.
Yeah. And sadly, you know, a lot of people, and I think most people are like this. You know, we consider, okay, we're a very egocentric civilization. Everyone's egocentric. Well, you talk too slow for me, or you don't cover this, you know, when you should. You don't do this. You do this too well, or too poorly.
Or but, Randy's not a bad word.
Or hey, you know what? The rapture. You're all messed up on the rapture. Whatever the case might be. Boy, we're far from perfect. But I'll tell you what, you know, we're out there, and you're out there, and folks, you are out there. And you're listening to this, which makes a big difference, I believe.
Huge.
I really do. Yeah. And you know what? Again, you.
Into the rapture.
Yes.
Occupy until I come.
That's all you need to know.
Who cares?
That's all you need to know. Thank you.
Be it true or be it not.
You know what? If I was raptured right now, God, thank God. And I praise God. But you know what? Now, I do know that God did not appoint us to be recipients of his wrath. The wrath of God is different from the rapture, or different from the tribulation. So anyway, that's the only thing I know. Okay. Aside from that, occupy. You're right. Eric the Tech is, that's why he's.
I know that Jesus is the Son of God, and he died on the cross for my sins.
Amen to that.
That's what I know. That's gospel. That's a lot of it too. And folks down the road, you know, I hope this all gets straightened out. I think the 2022 elections are going to be very interesting. I'm not sure how we're calling elections when we haven't figured out the last mess. I do know that some court came out with something about the election fraud, and it's a report, and the Biden White House is doing everything they can to stifle that report.
Yeah, I know.
I know. And the thing is, chances are they will. See, that's the problem we have. Justice is not justice as we perceive it. Not anymore. There's this two-tiered justice system that we're working with. It's working against us. We're not working with it. Well, allow me to rephrase that. It's working against us.
We don't have a justice system. We have a legal system.
Bingo. Yes, justice, you're right. The word shouldn't even be in there.
Yeah.
It's not fair. It's not fair. None of it's fair. If the justice system was working properly, say in Canada, we wouldn't really be having this discussion.
How true is this, that?
And all I say is this, please remember, these are our Canadian brothers. There's a lot of patriots up there, far more than I ever thought there were. That was exciting to see just how many people, when he said it was a small fringe movement, I thought, boy, you need to look out the window, son. Listen, folks, thank you for your support. We love you. And everything you do for us, we're doing for you.
Gotta run. God bless you, Randy. Talk to you soon. Folks, good night.